You're listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Here's your host, Randy Wilson.
Thank you, thank you. Today's show is a special call-in format, where we give you a chance to ask a question, and I'll try and help with any intelligent questions you have, or you can make an intelligent comment. Before we get going and open up the phone lines, allow me to remind you that our sponsor is DryJect. In our opinion, the best method for improving golf course greens ever invented. Hang on a second. Rock Bottom Country Club? Yep.
Is that the Toro rep on the phone? Ask him where our new fairway unit is.
No, Mama, it's a fella from Verizon, and he says I'm in real trouble. Says my account has been suspended.
Well, then how is he talking to you if your account is suspended?
Mama wants to know how we're talking if... Yep. Mama, he says he specially resurrected our phone just to give us this final warning.
Ask him his name.
What's your name? Okay. He says he's Steve, but he sounds kind of Russian. So, Steve, I'm guessing you're the only folks I can talk to on my phone now? Okay. Then how about calling Domino's for me? Extra cheese, vegetarian, family size.
What'd he say?
He said where he's from, vegetarian is the word for bad hunter. What's that, Steve? Mama, Steve from Ukraine says he'll call Domino's, but first I have to verify myself.
He called you. Ain't that enough?
Steve, Mama says... Oh, you heard that. Well, let me ask Mama. He said to quit fooling around and give him my SS number. Steve, I wasn't ever in the SS.
He probably wants your boat number.
Oh, for the SS Rock Bottom. See, it's just a canoe. It ain't got a number. What? No, don't do that.
What's he gonna do?
He said if we don't stop messing with him, he's gonna notify the phone cops and they'll come get us and then we'll be on the no phone forever list.
Ask him how much he gets paid.
Mama says, Steve gets $8 American. You know, Steve, $8 an hour really ain't that good. Huh? Oh, $8 a day.
Give me the phone. Steve, listen, I'll give you $25 an hour and all the golf you can play if you want to be my night waterman.
What'd he say?
Said he'd be here in an hour.
So he wasn't in the Ukraine?
No, he's in Atlanta.
What if he can't make it as a night waterman? What if he's scared of the dark?
I'm not hiring him. He's a scammer. The instant he walks in that door, I'm going to give him the worst whooping he's ever had.
Oh, you mean like Percival, that fella that said he was with the IRS and was going to send us all to the gas chamber? And then you jumped him out in the parking lot?
No, Percival might have actually been with the government. Soft hands, kind of dainty. Now go get my number 10 iron skillet, a car battery, and some jumper cables.
Why do you want a battery and jumper cables?
In case Steve passes out too soon, like Percival did, I'm going to revive him and continue the mission.
You know, this is probably why that Toro rep won't ever show up. Cletus, when you're changing cups this morning, be sure to wipe down the flagstick with bleach, and for goodness sake, don't spill any on the turf.
Why? Don't turf need to be clean, too?
We need to be more careful around here, especially after what happened to Buddy.
You mean him gluing his hair down with the Gorilla Glue?
No, after that. You know, when he got a whole roll of Charmin stuck to his... Well, never mind.
You know, things have gotten weird when the hardware store's selling hair products. You know what else? He's getting really weird when you find yourself the same age as old people.
Cletus, just get to work. I got a radio show to do.
Hey, where's the mouthwash?
Why, you got a hot date?
No, Mama told me to put cow manure on my strawberries, and it's the awfulest tasting old mess.
Okay, Mama, it's time for I'm Listening. The call-in show for folks in the golf turf and golf architecture business. Give me a chance to help you with my vast knowledge. Lines are open out there, golf. Call in.
Willie, on line 3, our first caller is Matt Jones. He's a former superintendent, ex-soldier, and was once a crew worker at Rock Bottom Country Club.
Go ahead, Matt. I'm listening.
Yeah, Willie. I have some advice for your listeners. After struggling through 2020, I've learned the best way to get back on your feet.
What's that?
Just missed 2 car payments.
Matt, that's kind of harsh.
Well, wait, I have more. How do you tell if an Auburn professor has a girlfriend? There's tobacco juice on both sides of the pickup truck.
Matt, I cannot condone that kind.
I know. I'm sorry, but I do have one serious comment, and I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Roll Tide, baby.
Mama, you're supposed to be screening these calls.
We've got Mongo on line 1.
Go ahead, Mongo. I'm listening.
I just wanted to call in and say that I support your campaign for term limits, and I have a slogan for your organization.
Well, it's not really an organization. It's just kind of a suggestion. But anyway, what's your slogan?
Well, Politicians and diapers should be changed often, for obvious reasons.
Mama, did you know he was going to say that?
No, he told me he wanted to talk about fertilizer. On line two, we have some guy who claims he's Matt Crowther.
Probably an imposter. Crowther just won a major award, and somebody like that never called rock bottom.
Yeah, I was just calling to tell you about my latest invention. It's a new aftershave for golf course superintendents. I call it Winter Golf.
Does it have a distinct fragrance?
You bet. Smells like burnt leaves and diesel fuel.
Doesn't sound all that environmentally sustainable.
Like you have room to talk. Remember, I spent a week working at rock bottom. I know the truth. Sling blades instead of rough mowers, riding bicycles to change cups, horses pulling gang mowers, shooting geese with...
Did he hang up on us?
No, I did. Steve Huffstutler is on line three.
Steve, I'm listening.
I have this problem. Somebody's been doing mean stuff around the shop when nobody's around.
What kind of mean stuff, Steve?
Well, like writing on the board and giving the crew nicknames that might hurt their feelings. And one time somebody smeared all the door handles with bearing grease. And
how long has this been going on, Steve?
I don't know. Months? Years, maybe? But just recently I installed a trail camera to catch them.
Let me guess. You caught them, and it's somebody you never suspected, and you don't know how to handle the situation.
Exactly.
Well, who was it?
It was me. Hold on now. I'm watching the monitor right now, and I'm out there doing it again.
Doing what?
Well, it looks like I'm putting wet paint on a green mower seat. I'll call you back. I gotta get out there and stop me.
You can always tell when a superintendent is approaching retirement.
This guy on line four won't give his name. Says just to call him Fred.
Okay, Fred. I'm listening.
Yeah, since this radio thing isn't working out for you, how about you come over here and mow fairways for me?
Fred, you know I can't cut straight lines. Back in my day, we didn't have stripes. Nowadays, y'all cut patterns that look like Argyle socks. Hey, you need a night waterman?
Nah, we got robots for that. What else can you do?
I can marshal and hunt for golf balls. Fred? Fred?
He hung up. Here's Buddy on line one.
Hey, dadgummit, I need someone down here at the shop. Get this team over off me. I asked Boofer to call 911 an hour ago, and they still ain't showed up.
Hang on a minute. Boofer, this is Willie. Come in.
This is Boofer. I ain't got time to talk right now. I'm involved in an emergency.
Yeah, I know. You're helping Buddy. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, Buddy. I ain't got time for Buddy. I got a real emergency.
Boof? Boof? Come in, Boof. His radio must have gone dead.
I'll handle it. Hey, Ludell.
What is it now, Mama? Can't you see I'm busy? We got that out in the lawyer's teeing off at noon, and they want 50 box lunches.
Cletus, go down to the shop and get that T-mower off of Buddy. That lift must have failed again.
He's probably lying. Last time I went down there to help Buddy, a bucket of worms fell on me when I opened my door.
Yeah, Buddy ain't ever been right since he went up to Hoban's course and came back with all them worms.
Y'all gonna need a mechanic if you don't get down here soon. Besides that, I can't feel my feet. That dog of yours keeps licking my face. I think it bit me.
My dog's right here, Buddy. What's that dog look like?
It's kind of gray looking.
Mama, sounds like them coyotes are back.
All right, I got that emergency taken care of. What was it y'all wanted me to do?
Get the 911 to go help Buddy. And what was your big emergency?
Miss Fester's dog drowned chasing geese, and I had to do CPR.
On a dog?
Y'all forget I might be dying down here?
No, I didn't CPR a dog. I had to CPR Mrs. Fester.
Did she drown too?
I don't think so. She was just trying to wring her little poodle out, and I thought it might help. First time I ever got to use my training.
Did it help?
I guess. First she slapped me real good, and then she clamped on to me and I couldn't get away.
Never mind, y'all. I got my own self out. Any of y'all seen my bucket of worms?
Tell him I got 'em. I ran out of ground beef for the lawyers out.
We have Mark Hoban on line two.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm listening.
Yeah. You're listening. So Buddy's the one stealing my worms?
Is that the real Mark Hoban? You think he wouldn't have time to waste calling radio shows when he ought to be out covering his green?
Never should have converted to Muda. Should have stuck with Poe.
Liddell, you're the one that convinced me to switch to Tiff Eagle.
I wouldn't listen to me. I ain't got no turf degree. Did try once, went down to Auburn, because, you know, there's a farmer school. I had intentions of becoming a turf researcher, but I couldn't go through with it.
Why not, Ludell?
I switched over to the Phoenix City School for Car Repo Men, and I finally got the respect I deserved.
You know, the whole bunch of you ought to be under close psychiatric observation.
Yeah, says the guy who has a worm ranch in his shop.
Last call. The golf pro from Burnt Run is on line 6.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Where are you? You're supposed to be here 2 hours ago to help me track down whoever's been stealing our range ball.
I thought you said he wouldn't notice that.
I said he'd never notice if you just took a few hundred, not every last one, you idiot.
Tell that golf bro to come on over and have a burger.
I don't want a worm burger. I want my range balls back.
Folks get upset so easily nowadays. Probably all this social media.
Let's cancel him for being anti-worm.
What are you doing, Mom?
Signing executive orders.
What kind of orders?
Oh, just whatever comes to mind. Like, anybody who strays off the path on cart path only days will be canceled.
We won't have any golfers left.
It's story time. Tell something funny this time instead of all that claptrap you favor.
How about I tell about when Bodell went off to play football at college and they scammed us with a fake scholarship? See, they took all the scholarships they had and split them into 10 pieces and offered them to 10 players instead of one. Then they said Bodell could compete for a 20% scholarship his sophomore year and 50% his junior year. In the meantime, he had to show up for weight room at 05 every morning and after dinner at night and had to help build pyramids. And all this time, they still wanted me to pay $30,000 a year tuition.
I said, tell something funny.
Oh, well, I thought that was pretty hilarious. How about this? Bodell called up Penn State to see how much an online 2-year turf degree would cost, and he's not sure, but he thinks they said $35,000. I know, right?
What's he gonna do?
Same thing I did. Teach his own self.
Well, I admit that last part is funny. It's not gonna work for story time. Ludell, that woman in the big house above 16 Green called and said some filthy hobo came to her door and demanded she make him some iced tea. Was it you?
I don't recall.
She said he had a big mustache, a mullet haircut, and wasn't wearing no shirt.
Mighty hot out. Global heating and all that.
And while she was making the tea, you used her bathroom?
Well, she's got one of them Ferguson commodes. You know, the kind with the heated seat.
Is that the one that talks to you? Says please and thank you and such.
I don't know. This one kept yelling, get off, get off. It's the worst ever.
Hey, hell, you should have gone in the woods like I do.
Well, excuse me if I ain't no barbarian. Besides, my britches was about to burst.
Ludell, don't you ever go in the member's house again.
Mom, I can't help it if I'm irresistible. And some of these ladies is lonely. Husband's out playing golf all day.
Okay, before we punch out, I just heard about a crew of professional burglars robbing golf courses around Atlanta.
I heard they know exactly when you got a bunch of new blowers and chainsaws and they hit you that very night.
Yeah, and they wear masks and they're gone in 5 minutes.
Starting tonight, we mount guard duty until these fellas are caught. Femi, you and Cletus got first watch. One of you awake at all times, you hear?
Yes, ma'am.
Cletus, Cletus, wake up. We got movement in the wire.
All right, whereabouts are they?
They're at your 10 o'clock. Flip on your night vision.
I see them. I see them. Look, oh, there's two of them and they're wearing masks. Y'all freeze or I'll shoot. I don't hear nothing. You reckon we got them?
If you mean did we get them raccoons? No. But that dumpster's had enough.
I figured we'd get hit tonight for sure. You know what, let's get in that new coffee maker and all.
Look, here they come again.
You've been listening to Rock Bottom Radio, broadcasting from deep in the Turfnet Zone. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for future episodes.